My name is Sherry Bosher. I live in Lebanon, New Hampshire, and I am a climate migrant, not a refugee. I have plenty of resources, but I moved to New Hampshire about 15 months ago because of the climate crisis. There are many actions that we need to take and that politicians need to take. One of the ones that I've been most involved in is the transition to electric vehicles. New Hampshire's a little bit behind in that regard, and that's because some of our politicians have not paid attention to climate change, don't understand. If we're going to get our climate emissions under control at all, we have to deal with transportation, because that is the largest source of greenhouse gases in New England and in New Hampshire.
My name is Chuck Rhodes. I live in Dover, and I find climate change to be the most important issue facing us as people. When I listen to election events and speeches and news reports, I'm always looking for, what are they saying about climate change? Politically, it's been one of the problems has been that our politics has gotten in the way of addressing this.
I am Paul Dosher, and I live in Ware, New Hampshire. Politicians have failed us, and in this category, especially Republicans. Our government must take action to ensure our long-term health, prosperity, and freedom. And unless we take dramatic action to reduce greenhouse gases, they will all fail. We need state and federal policies that increase the pace of renewable energy development, halt coal burning, encourage regenerative agriculture, and a host of other climate mitigation and adaptation efforts. And the Inflation Reduction Act that was just passed by Congress is just the beginning, and not nearly enough to solve the problem. I mean, if we elect politicians who continue to deny climate change, we will fail, and our children and grandchildren will pay the price. So if a candidate doesn't have a strong position on addressing climate change, they will simply not get my vote.
I'm Kathy Jolie of Temple, New Hampshire. I feel like in order to really combat climate change, we're going to have to start making some real sacrifices. You know, we can't keep thinking of nature and our resources as like, how can they support us? I think we need to switch to how can we support them, and really putting a lot of our effort into that.
My name is Marilyn, and I live in Goffstown. It has been what I've always ranked as the number one issue in my priorities, because if we don't take care of our planet, then none of the other stuff, like the economy or abortion or whatever the other issue of the day is, none of that's going to matter, because we're not going to be able to live here.